Finish this sentence. The greatest tragedy in life is when... I think in the past I would have said the greatest tragedy in life is when a parent loses a child or when a young child loses their parents. But a few years ago, my brother said, the greatest tragedy in life is when we stop talking to God. Now, what he meant was, is for the Christian, the greatest tragedy in life is when we stop talking to God. I had never heard anyone say that before, but the more I thought about it, the more it made sense. This is Brad Bright. Welcome to the God is the Issue podcast, where I show how God is the issue in every issue. If you're a Christian, what would you say was the greatest moment in your life? Getting married, having your first child, or becoming a child of God? Now, let me ask you three more related questions. What happens when you stop talking to your spouse or your spouse stops talking to you? The relationship dies, right? What happens when you stop talking to your child or your child stops talking to you? Again, the relationship dies. So what happens when you stop talking to God? The relationship dies. Now, folks, I'm not talking about your salvation. I'm talking about experiencing the joy and peace of your salvation. I'm talking about how to make the Christian life work. Folks, if you're not talking with God throughout the day, I already know the Christian life is not working for you. Because the Christian life is simply a relationship with the living God, and good relationships require good communication. So if the most important relationship in your life is your relationship with God, and if it is true that if you stop talking to God, your relationship with Him will die, then what's the greatest tragedy for a Christian? It's when we stop talking to God. You see, God created us for relationship with Him. So the more you talk with God, the more your relationship goes. The less you talk with God, the more your relationship dies. So that's a great reason to talk with God, isn't it? That's how you make the Christian life work. However, there are many other good reasons to talk with God. Let me ask you, who's more powerful, you or God? Is there power in prayer? No, there's not. Prayer is simply talking with God. The power is in the one to whom we pray. You see, God can do more in the blink of an eye than you or I can do in an entire lifetime. My mom and dad launched Campus Crusade for Christ on the UCLA campus in 1951. That spring, they tried to launch it twice, and twice they failed miserably. No one responded to the gospel. After a lot of soul searching, it dawned on them that they had been working hard, but not praying just as hard. So they organized a 24-hour prayer chain. They got everyone praying. And that fall, my dad went and spoke in one of the leading sororities on campus. The women responded overwhelmingly. The next night, the same thing happened. That fall, Campus Crusade for Christ exploded onto the campus scene. Folks, that's why we should pray. That's just another reason that the greatest tragedy in life is when we stop talking to God. Not just because the relationship dies, but because we can accomplish very little of real value on our own. See, God's a lot more powerful than we are. But what's another reason to talk to God? Well, let me ask you, who's smarter, you or God? Do you remember the story of the Israelites in Joshua chapter 9? God had commanded the Israelites to wipe out the inhabitants of the land because of their sin. However, the Gibeonites, who were nearby, tricked the Israelites into making a treaty with them. And instead of consulting with God, Joshua and the leaders swore an oath to the Gibeonites, guaranteeing they would not wipe them out. 3 days later, they found out they'd been conned, but it was too late. The Gibeonites fooled Joshua, the leader of God's people. If Joshua had just talked with God first, he would not have been duped. Have you ever been fooled? Can you think of anything in your life that might be different today if you had talked with God first? When my wife's little sister, Paula, hit her 10 years, she went wild. She would sneak out. She would lie like a pro. Finally, her mom, who was a new believer, asked God to show her every time Paula lied or snuck out. From that day forward, Paula would get caught every time and often in very unexpected ways. Finally, Paula went to her mom and said, "I give up. I can't fight against you and God." Have you ever been fooled? I'm guessing you didn't talk to God about it first. I've been guilty of that. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, and it will be given to you." Can you think of pain you might have avoided if you had talked with God about it first? You see, the greatest tragedy in life is when we stop talking to God. Now, here's another reason to talk with God. Who knows the future? You or God? What happens when you fire before you aim? What happens when you act before you pray? Which do you think is wiser, to pray and then plan or to plan and then pray? You see, if God knows the future and you don't, why would you act without praying first? Once again, the greatest tragedy in life is when we stop talking to God. And here's one more reason to talk with God. If you succeed without God's help, who gets the glory? I remember a number of years ago, I was trying to launch a new project. I tried three times, and each time it failed. It failed miserably. It fell flat. Finally, one evening, I got down on my knees beside my bed and poured out my frustration to God. And then I started listening. And here's what God said. He said, "Brad, you've been working really hard to get this launched, haven't you?" And I said, responded, "Yes, Lord, I have." And again, he asked, "You've been working really, really, really hard to get this launched, haven't you?" And again, I responded, "Yes, Lord, I have." And then he asked the clincher. He said, "If you had succeeded, who would have gotten the credit, me or you?" And folks, then it dawned on me. I'd been working hard, but I hadn't been praying hard. I would have gotten the credit. You see, God loves me, but he does not share his glory with me. You know, likewise, if my dad had succeeded in launching Campus Crusade for Christ without really praying about it first, who would have gotten the credit? You see, if you act without praying, aren't you in effect saying, "God, I've got this. I don't really need you." Is that really what you want to communicate to God? The greatest tragedy in life is when we stop talking to God. But here is what I know, and I know it's often true. Most people don't pray because either they don't have confidence that God will answer, or they feel like they don't know how to pray. If either of those describe you, please go to brightmedia.org and download your free copy of How You Can Pray with Confidence. My dad wrote it a number of years ago. But now let's move on from the personal application of why we should pray to the cultural application. If the greatest tragedy in life, in the life of a Christian, is when we stop praying, don't you think the same would be true for our nation? You know, you can only blame the secular progressives for America's problems if you think they are more powerful than God. Otherwise, the buck stops with us. Let me ask you, when was the last time you asked God to bring spiritual awakening to America? If we're serious, shouldn't we be asking him every day? Over 40 years ago, my dad wrote a booklet called Your Five Duties as a Christian Citizen. We updated it a few years ago and renamed it Your Seven Duties as a Christian Citizen. It's a very practical guide to cultural and political engagement for a Christian living in America. It talks about getting informed, voting, helping to elect godly people. But do you know what the first duty is? To pray. Pray that God will bring spiritual awakening to America. What's the core problem in America today? Is it the economy, inflationary spending, foreign policy, climate change, immigration, immorality, abortion, homosexuality, transgenders, broken families, AWOL dads, racism? No. The core problem is our view of God. We can trace all our societal problems to our view of God as a nation. I challenge you to start asking this one question. If we had a biblical view of God, how would it affect how we view inflationary spending, racism, illegal immigration, abortion, and fatherhood? And the list goes on. If our view of God is our core problem, then spiritual awakening is the only solution. Can you bring spiritual awakening to America? I can't. But God can. So if you're trying to fix America without talking to God about America, how successful do you think you will be? You can't even fix yourself, so how on earth do you think you can fix America without asking God to act? Folks, before you ever vote or volunteer or contact your senator or write a check, your first duty is to pray. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God to act. In the 1980s, I worked for U.S. Senator Bill Armstrong of Colorado, and in private, here is what he said. "As a U.S. senator, I can't turn America around. I can't even stop the slide. The best I can do is slow it down." Think about that. A God-fearing United States senator said that. Do you want to win or lose the culture war? I assure you, if you're not praying, you're losing. You're not smart enough to fix America. You're not powerful enough to fix America, and neither am I. And despite popular opinion, folks, Not even Donald Trump is powerful enough to fix America. The only solution is for God to intervene, so we need to ask. And not ask just once, but ask every day for our country, our economy, our culture, our leaders, our churches, for our families, for our neighbors, and for ourselves. By the way, on May 22nd, we will be celebrating the National Day of Prayer. I encourage you to participate. Go to the National Day of Prayer website to find out how you can join in prayer with other Christians who are concerned about the future of America. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." How do you do that? May I make a suggestion? Ask yourself the following question 30 times every day for the next month. Here's the question. Have I prayed about this yet? Make a sign that says, "Have I prayed about this yet?" Put it on your desk, on your kitchen counter, tape it to your bathroom mirror, or to your dashboard. You see, the greatest tragedy in life is when we stop talking with God. So as Mark Wahlberg says, stay prayed up. See, God is the issue in every issue, especially prayer, because prayer is nothing more than talking with God Himself. This is Brad Bright. Thanks for joining me today. If you found this podcast helpful, please like, subscribe, or share. God bless, and stay prayed up.